What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. So the Inquirer neglects mightily. It's their practice not to tell us that Mikey Sherrill has stepped in it by endorsing the goals, endorsing what the commie running for mayor of New York would like to do. And then they try to deconstruct Jack Ciattarelli. Is he going full MAGA this time? The New Jersey Unites rally is in Seaside Heights on Saturday. Scott invited me to it. I don't think Roe and I can go. And then they try to deconstruct. Well, the biggest tell of this with Jack is not so much just his Trump love, but that Presler is involved. Presler may help motivate Trump loyalists to show up in a year the president isn't on the ballot. So Scott Presler is like the Trump surrogate now. Jack is plugging in Presler since Trump's not on the ballot. Presler's made a name for himself nationally as a mega voter registration activist who takes credit for helping swing Pennsylvania. Well, he did. A social media celebrity who shares updates on his weight loss. He does. So what? It's fun. God knows what he'll say on Monday. Democrats, meanwhile, point to Presler's past involvement with efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The upcoming rally demonstrates Ciattarelli's embrace of the party's MAGA win this election. He's betting that even though Democrats have an 800,000 voter registration advantage, Ciattarelli's rightward swing could be a gamble, but he's betting it will pay off if he shifts right. Well, I guess the Inquirer hasn't noticed how many people have bet and move back away from blue, away from Mikey Sherrill, away from the Democrat Party. One sad note to, I got two Giordano namesakes out there. Giordano's over in 9th Street is closing after 105 years. Owner Wally Giordano talks about how times have changed and the producer, both retail and wholesale, just can't keep going. The other guy sent me a card of Giordano Landscaping and asked, did they do edging? I hope not. No edging. Giordano Landscaping. Don't show up. Just say, no, we don't edge. We'll do everything immaculately. We're anti-edging. But Giordano's on 9th Street closing after 105 years. I remember the moment when Joey Vento started railing about illegal immigration, particularly over in the 9th Street area, etc. And I'm thinking, what the heck is Joey Vento talking about? And then I was down there. Then we started to see the whole thing play out. So it really has changed. But what a landmark. 105 years of Giordano's right there in the heart of 9th Street. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. All right, Dan, what's yours? Farmer or farm in a movie or film? What do you have?
Superman.
That's right, Smallville, one of your favorites. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Take Superman off the board. And how about a really good dystopian TV show that I highly suggest individual or all our listeners watch from Apple TV called Silo?
We have people saying they don't know whether it's real or not, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a mystery as to whether they're being kept in a silo because there's outdoors that is unlivable because of radiation and... You're trying to figure it. It's a really good mystery show, and it's a whole society that takes place in a silo, but they have two levels that are just straight farms. And what they do is when, you know, individuals pass, they bury them and create food from them.
Right.
In the farm, in the silo.
DJ's wife, Erin, loves that show. She gives us silo updates.
So she watched Fallout, too?
I don't know about Fallout.
Oh, you should tell her, too, if she hasn't. Okay. Yeah.
All right,
but
silo.
Silo is really good.
All right, so there's a lot of them. National Farm Day. Jump on board. One other thing, and I'll get maybe Henry or Dan to see if we get him back on. I've had some of the best debates ever in talk radio, because we don't talk over top of us, but it's ferocious, with Wendell Young. Now, Wendell Young is the person who, it's the United Commercial Workers, supermarket workers, and stuff like that. But he also represents the people who work in state stores. And I'm thinking about this because Dan is a fan of this. I don't know why, but a lot more people are. There's a bill in the House that would legalize wine, beer, and things like that if they're bought online. In other words, apparently so many people are shopping, which I think is a pain, to be sitting there looking at a screen and judging an avocado. Or the type of tomato. Dan, how many errors do you get when you and Maisie do that?
Not many. Shopping? Not many.
Not many?
We only had one replacement. We just placed an order 2 days ago.
Yes.
Our chicken sausage, which replaced with links of turkey sausage.
Yeah, see what I mean? If you were at the
store. Oh, come on. That's not too bad.
What? It's a pain.
It tastes the same turkey and chicken sausage.
If I'm going to the store, turkey, chicken, move on.
Yeah. So what we found out, though, with the grocery shopping is that during the summer, it kind of sucks.
Why is that?
During the school year, it's great. Because our theory is that during the summer, it's a bunch of high school kids that are shopping for your food. And they don't care what the good produce looks like. But then you have the old retirees that, you know, shop during the school year. And they know what to look for. They give you the good broccoli and the good peppers.
Yeah, so you're relying on other people to make all these choices.
But why not delivery for alcohol?
Oh, yeah, right. No, I'm on board with
it. Oh, you are?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This is part of my lifelong goal. And this is one... One would be not a Democrat mayor in Philadelphia, okay? One would be the ouster of Larry Krasner. That could happen. One would be to be the Grand Marshal in the Italian-American Columbus Day Parade. That's on the list. That could happen.
One would be to finally convince people that it's gravy, not sauce.
Oh, of course. The list gets bigger every day. Yeah. But one of them is to get rid of the state stores, to get rid of the LCB. So there's a big bill, and they look like they're getting traction. Wendell Young is the guy standing in the schoolhouse door on this. And people, when they do, as Dan and Maisie do, shop online, they'd like to buy wine, beer, various forms of alcohol that you can buy in the store. And this guy is hell-bent. We can't have this. So this bill would grant the right to beer distributors, enhance the state's online ordering process by offering another mechanism for local delivery from state stores. In addition, it includes safeguards to prevent underage access, etc. Well, what's happening here is slowly but surely, we are seeing a breakdown of this nonsense. We're the last state that does this. I've made the point so many times. No one thinks that we should have to shop for this matter. You ought to be able to just go and buy beer and alcohol in all kinds of places, not just state stores, just like they do in other states. And this archaic mechanism that protects state store jobs is what's doing it. And this is a way that's starting to break it down because people like this. Why can they not, when they're doing it all? Look, Republicans should try to be the convenience party. Whoever is the convenience party, whoever's the Wawa party, whoever makes it more convenient, that's your pitch. And Democrats are not going to do that. They want federal workers, state workers. They want to complicate things. So let's see if they oppose, and I think they are opposing it. It would legalize wine, beer, and online orders like that. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with Ryan Walters. I think he was almost the Secretary of Education. He is from Oklahoma. Now, I usually am supportive of what he does. He has a test, and we'll give you what the test is like. If you're from a blue state and you want to be a teacher in Oklahoma, you have to pass this test because they're suspect of your ideology and everything else. I got a couple of other things to ask him, too. But the phone lines are 855-839-1210. Today, we award the $50 gift card to Harv's Gallows and Harv's Burger Bar. Thank you, Jim Harvey. To the winner, we'll have the Money Melody for a $50 gift card. Wow. Just jump in now. Get yours in there now. Coming up, too, want to talk about Washington, how violent Washington is, and my theory why people are victims of this violence, even if they're in the center of wildwood. It's kind of like the palm tree theory. And I'll explain. People get mesmerized that they're in Washington. They forget. Look at your surroundings. Look at the people around you. Do they look like they might attack you? If you think they might, get away from them. All that straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, Tom Giordano Show. We're going to farmland, Oklahoma. Or is that a story? I've been to Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, many, many years ago. But we often have on the show Oklahoma Superintendent of Schools, Ryan Walters, the ultimate up-and-comer. I think the New York Times has a Walters desk just to find things to attack him on. The latest, is there really a test if you're coming to Oklahoma from a so-called blue state or city to take to show that you're not going to bring all that to Oklahoma? Let's go to the superintendent here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back. Yeah, we'll have to have you back in Oklahoma City since it's been so long. We'd love to have you.
All right. I'm going to mark that one. What's the main attraction other than a basketball team in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, so we have the Thunder, and the entire kind of area of downtown Oklahoma City is built around the Thunder Arena. So we have Bricktown down there. It's this really nice area. We have the Stockyards that are there. Awesome, best steak places in the world down here. So, yeah, we'd have to go get a steak downtown for sure.
All righty. So do you have a test now? Because usually I'm 100% there, but this one seems, wow, you're really stretching this. Is there a test of new teachers if they're coming from blue states?
Absolutely. So what we looked at was about 6 months ago, Gavin Newsom came out and said, we're not just going to talk about 27 genders and kind of this anti-Americanism. We're going to force every teacher to be trained and require them to teach that gender is fluid and there are 27 genders. And we started looking at this going, so listen, if you're in the state of Oklahoma, we require you to take a civics exam to support that you're going to go into the classroom and you're going to understand the American government, the American Constitution. And we said, if we're going to bring in folks from blue states, well, my goodness, they have to be able to show us, first of all, they understand the American form of government, how it works. But secondly, because they are now requiring these teachers to be indoctrinated into this gender radicalism, we said, listen, they're going to have to show us that they will not come in and teach that nonsense in the classroom. So we also added a biology component to go, listen, if you're going to come in here and teach gender fluidity, that goes against our standards that are state law. It is law requiring kind of how our standards are taught. So you can't come in and teach if you're going to violate state law.
So I get that. I get when I thought it was overall ideology. This is more of things that are scientific, factual when we're talking about gender.
Correct, yes. So we have the biology portion, and then we have the American form of government, which is the citizenship exam. And it is, are you going to be able to teach these concepts in accordance with state standards in the classroom? Here's how they're to be taught. Can you answer these questions appropriately? And if they can't, yeah, we're not going to have them in the classroom because, again, that we have worked very hard to have the best history standards in the country, the best science standards. Country, and if they're going to come in and say, yeah, actually, we learned it different, and we're not going to be able to do that, then they're not welcome in Oklahoma.
Makes sense. Choice in Oklahoma. You and I talked on my podcast about this, the big, beautiful bill. I would assume your governor will gladly accept that money, and what kind of difference will it make?
Oh, it's going to be huge. I mean, listen, this was a huge promise fulfilled by President Trump, because here's the reality. He's done more to improve education than any president in American history by abolishing the Department of Education. We are a long way there towards that goal.
Let me interrupt and say you were definitely one of the contenders, at least I heard. Would you have accepted that because you're going to go into a job where you're going to try to abolish it and your job?
I know, it's beautiful. I got to talk to the president about it multiple times. And, he was very clear about that. That was the goal. And, I mean, and they've moved right forward toward it. But the second part of his education plan that was brilliant was, listen, we're going to eliminate this Department of Education. But here's the other thing is you still have kids that are trapped in bad schools and in blue states across the country. So how do we make sure that everyone's got school choice? And he fought for it and got it through the Congress there. And so, yeah, blue states, red states alike, it doesn't matter how bad your governor is, you now are going to have an opportunity to have access to these funds. And so, yeah, I hope that we're going to continue to see this. I hope it's all in all 50 states. But President Trump has given all states the ability to do this, so I think it's huge.
Ryan, just as a matter, you're a tactician, a strategist, too, on all these things, and a real player, as you said, your conversation with President Trump. We just had here in the Philadelphia area a federal judge yesterday tell a girl she had no recourse, she had to run against a male, and she had no 100% privacy rights. As a trans male, he's under fire. He had some privacy, some rights in the locker room or the changing room or the bathrooms. How do we approach this? Or do you take my view, which is, as outrageous as it is, they're going to keep on doing it. This is going to go through the midterms, and it's still going to be an issue, and this issue rouses voters. It gets some reluctant voters to come and vote.
And even folks like Gavin Newsom try to yes. point. Then he has to run back to the position because, I mean, his base is just so crazed that he can't withstand, you know, a common sense position over there and be a Democrat. And look, I think they are absolutely crushing themselves electorally. And President Trump has done a tremendous job of building this new coalition for the Republican Party. You've got working class Americans. You've got, you know, Hispanic Americans. You have African Americans. I mean, all across the board voting record numbers for President Trump because, again, he had a very common sense, very direct, very pro-American message that crossed all the kind of demographics. And the Democrats are going to continue to put themselves in a position where, look, the only way they can win an election is stealing it because they are basically building out this coalition against them of folks of all backgrounds who love the country, who go, I mean, my goodness, you can't vote Democrat. I mean, have you lost your ever-loving mind? And, I mean, they've really put themselves in this position where their base has become so radicalized, they run the risk of not being able to win a general election unless they go in and steal it.
Couldn't agree more. Where do we find all things Ryan Walters? Where do we find you?
Yes, sir. RyanWaltersForOklahoma.com is where we try to keep all of our updates going. I'm very active on Twitter. I got into back and forth with Gavin Newsom again the other day. So, you know, we have a lot of fun on Twitter as well as Ryan Walters on Twitter. So appreciate you guys very much. And thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you, Superintendent. To be continued. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, this guy is an up-and-comer here, Ryan Walters. I think we've had him on a dozen times because he's always on top of stuff, now a test, and he does go back and forth on Twitter quite a bit with Gavin Newsom. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk, I think we talked with this lawyer before, the lawyer for the girl from the Quakertown area has to run an event with a male, and then afterward, as I remember the story, doesn't like it, you know, is not going to celebrate. And she's right, you know, shake hands and all. Oh, no. I mean, based on what? I don't know if she said something like, that wasn't fair. You shouldn't be running in this. And for that, at least they threatened to discipline her. You're not allowed to say that when it's obvious. But the judge yesterday, Wendy Beadlestone, actually saying in the judgment, as far as the claim about changing in locker rooms and bathrooms and all that stuff, you don't have a 100% right to privacy if you're the female in this case. Just think about this. They will not give it up on this. They still think they're winning on this. Are people going to rouse? The last election didn't sink in with this. And the average person who maybe doesn't follow politics and all the nonsense going on constantly, they hear this. I still think this is the low-hanging fruit. Athletic competition, females, bathrooms, changing rooms, Riley Gaines, Paula Scanlon. They hear it, and the last election is proof of it. It galvanizes people to get out and vote. Maybe like no other issue. They're offended by the craziness of this. They're going to continue, at least. Gavin Newsom has been all over the place. He at least had to try. He senses it. You're not going to win with this stuff. And then, as I said, the New York Times jumps in and starts lecturing. Why do conservatives always talk about this stuff? Don't you have something else to talk about? Well, stop doing it, and we will. I told you the Sidney Sweeney ad. New York Times, huge piece. They went through most of Twitter saying that really, people on the left were not bringing up eugenics and the genes. It was people on the right. That's not true. They brought it up. They were playing with a joke, and they brought it up. All right, the Trump administration now has moved on Letitia James with a grand jury there, and rightfully so, around some of her extracurricular activities. The Attorney General of New York. We'll see how that plays out. And, of course, Pam Bondi on the Russiagate stuff. With potential grand jury, maybe indictments. There's a lot that's in play around that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Washington. I think everybody, whether you were a kid or you took your kids or you went to Washington, and one of the reasons why there's such concern, let's go through them. It's the nation's capital. Capitals of other countries do not have the type of crime rate that we have in Washington, D.C., the capital of the greatest country in the world. Now, one of the things I think it happens, it's like you're in the third world. You're in the Caribbean some places, palm trees all around, and you forget yourself. you don't look around and see that there's any number of menaces that are there. I think somewhat the same thing happens in Washington. People are going around, they're in the tourist areas, they're in the monuments, and it seems pretty safe. Last time Dan and I were there, I mean, we're on the blocks right near the White House and all. But even there, or shortly off there, there are all kinds of people. And what Washington has, they're trying to put this memo out there that crime is down a lot. What they've always had and what they have now are juveniles, maybe as young as 14, 15, 16, in that range, who are out of control, carjackings, muggings, attacks. So we have the Doge guy the other night get attacked coming to the rescue of a woman. Trump at midnight last night did put more federal law enforcement in there. And what's the reaction of Democrats? Authoritarianism. You're racist for engaged in this. Tell me if you've been to Washington. Or give me, is there another place where you feel, yeah, a bit uneasy? You know, it's not a place that, well, you should be with me. I mean, I'm paranoid about most places. And I have a sense you can't let your guard down. You're never in a completely safe place. Yeah, it feels okay around here, but keep aware of people in your vicinity. Keep aware of the vibe. Keep aware of people that are looking like they might attack someone, rob someone. So when you go to Washington, the other thing is, too, you make a wrong turn. You have car trouble. And you're in, we don't have familiarity. You know, Washington's not just downtown Washington. It's got very high crime neighborhoods. If you're in the Philadelphia area, you know when you're in Center City. You know when you're in a place that's relatively safe. You know if you're in Chestnut Hill. And then you have a sense of some other areas that are really unsafe. But you don't know your surroundings when you're in Washington. So watch for this to play out. And this guy kind of galvanized it by being attacked, but it's always been there. And Trump is trying to do something about it. And it's going to be a continuous issue. Their argument is, no, he's just sending in people just like ICE to rough people up, attack people. As I understand it, when all this went down with the Doge guy, there was a police vehicle in the near proximity, and still the attack happened. You know, the police are not going to be able to come to your rescue all the time. Doesn't matter if they're there or not. Dan, you remember, I think it was when the Eagles won. Now, it wouldn't have been 2017. If they won the Super Bowl, you want to know about taking SEPTA home with Maisie. We went through that whole thing. What would you be your order of doing something? And the bottom line is that, you know, you got to weigh everything. I know people get in their head, well, you can be aboard SEPTA. You're headed with hundreds of people to the ballpark. I can somewhat buy into that. But many times, there's a risk. Remember, you're in Larry Krasner's Philadelphia. Remember the crime statistics, no matter what they say. Crime's always going down. That on CNN last night, they put up all kinds of statistics. Why is Trump complaining about this? Crime is going down. And the point is, it's not down to pre-COVID levels. And two, it's incredibly high for the capital of the United States. All right, phone lines are easy.
Those are going unreported more often.
Probably, too. Yeah, a lot of people figure, why report it? Why engage
in it? Not only that, I mean, you've created an environment where there's less cops to police this kind of stuff.
Right.
And you've also created an environment where a lot of times, I hate to say, but cops are put in a crappy position where they have to be the judge jury in the situation because are they going to arrest someone for a small crime and fear that that person says that maybe they got physical or it's a tough situation for police out there. And we know who created that situation. So,
yeah. So when you're going on a trip to Washington, at any moment you could intersect with this stuff, even if you're in what appear to be tourist zones. I'm not saying in broad daylight, but it's random where this happened. But we had an intern killed just recently in Washington, an intern for one of the congresspeople, and it wasn't in an area that's incredibly suspect. So why in the world would Democrats be in opposition to this? Because they don't like where it points. And look, taken over the District of Columbia. I don't care if they do or don't. Bottom line is, not buying it, that crime is down. We hear this in Philadelphia of the Inquirer and Krasner constantly. Why do you keep on talking about this? Crime is down. Is it? Is it down that spectacularly? And shouldn't we be about trying to stop this rather than pat on the back and pretend it's not violent? All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in with Dom, Dan, and Henry on Talk Radio 1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, time to your Dano show. Noticing Johnny Z, Dana Mulligans, is counting down the seconds until Linda Kearns is on today. He has that on Twitter, and he's got the big signage up, even a little early. Only 1 week out, we'll be back at Mulligans. I think we've been to Mulligan's. This may be like the 10th time. If I can make it up to that, because that gives me a theme. You know, 10, something with 10. I've been looking for a theme. There you go.
Yeah, is anyone really
Yeah, that's
it is the 10th time.
It is the 10th time.
Is it actually the 10th time? Are you?
Well, the first time was with Mayor Pete. We've been through several administrations. Then the next year, we did 3. Then I think we did 4 because Kelsey Grammer came to one. Then last year we did, so it's either 10 or 11.
Was Pete there for the first, or was it Ernie?
It was Pete.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the architect that started it. Then we kind of coaxed him into it. He gave me that giant clock built out of the
wood. The reason why I asked is the relationship that I had initially was with Ernie's people. And then I feel like Pete kind of
Really good with Pete. We were antagonistic because we accused him of shutting down the roads to get to the Trump event. And he wasn't. He was not at all. He was the greatest benefactor. Let's call it the 10th. All right, John, you may want to put a big 10 up there. Because then I can play with 10 in all kinds of ways. All right? So it's at least 10. We can call it at least 10. And Linda will be here, too. And we have great people coming, as always. I know Joe Conklin will be there a week from today. It's a lot of fun to actually meet the people, interact in some of the wild things like gravy and sauce. And Kelsey Grammer may be back with us. We're working on it behind the scenes. That day with him was as good as anything that we've done. Just spectacular. Great food, though. It's a great spot. Stop in before we get down even this Friday around that. And there have been some unbelievable moments. Last year, one of the great moments, when Bob Kelly jumped up and said, drinks for everybody at the bar. You know, we were just finishing up talking with him, and suddenly people came out of the woodwork. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today, and I'll keep it fairly quick. For the side answer, I'm going to go with, we always think of the overalls and the plow horse and the tractor, but I'm going to go a little bit outside the box and pick the guy who had the burlap bag and the donkey. I'm going to go with Juan Valdez.
Yes.
The spokesperson and farmer for Colombian Coffee. He wasn't associated with a specific brand. He just promoted Colombian Coffee. But I always remember that commercial.
Well, I'm going to see you a Juan Valdez, and I'm going to raise you a Frank Perdue chicken on the phone.
Yeah. Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah, there you
the
go.
The scientist behind popcorn.
There you go.
I appreciate you, Dom. You have a great day and a great weekend, man.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert, very much, too. All right. So, yeah, these are good ones. It's National Farmer Day. You can get in with that. Linda, today, this ongoing battle, and I think that's why Johnny tweeted this out. People still concerned about fraud, the 2026 election cycle. And this is another indication the Trump administration not resting. They're calling upon Pennsylvania, well, I guess we'll have to get Al Schmidt back on, to release their voter registration information. They're going at the states that are really going to matter. I think 12 of them. And that means they want to see what they're doing. How updated are their list? Are there any things in here that are suspect? What's wrong with that? Just provide the information. They haven't answered as far as I've seen, or they've said, well, what's here to see? You're just trying to provoke all kinds of speculation again. So the midterms are already underway. And I think our friend Scott Jennings, who was in for Politics and Pints, here's Jennings last night. This is cut six, Henry, making the point. I'm not in full agreement with this, but I let him make the point of what's going to determine what happens in the midterms. Here's Scott.
Prices did go up massively during the Biden administration. They went up to a huge number. Now inflation, core inflation, has come down. It was a little below market expectations, in fact. As you noted, some prices are up for some things. Some prices are down for others. Gas prices are, in fact, down. The president is just now implementing his economic strategy. He's got his trade strategy. The Congress just implemented the Big Beautiful Bill, setting tax rates, making them permanent, extending other tax cuts to working class Americans. They're going to have a year and a half to implement this strategy and see if it works. And what happens in next year's elections will largely turn on whether the American people believe we are on the correct trajectory. Not that they're necessarily expecting everything to be solved at that moment, but if they think we're on the right path, that his policies are a better trajectory than the Biden policies, I think Republicans have a chance to outkick
All right. So I agree with some of that. And I think a lot of people do, the no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime. Real wages are up. But remember, these things are not just facts on a spreadsheet. It's about how people feel about all this stuff. How's the country gone? Right track, wrong track, all that stuff. Governor Abbott has said now he wants to pry loose with redistricting 8 congressional seats. Look, this is bare knuckle stuff. This is how it works. Politicians try to set maps when they win elections in states, and if people don't like it, they can vote against them. So why in the world is this suddenly so different in Texas? If California wants to retaliate and try to X out a few more Republicans, okay, let them go ahead. Let's see what happens. But Democrats are trying to pretend in the media that this is just a Republican thing, when you know that it's not. You know what's going on here. Let's go to Lynn in Prospect Park. She's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, how are you doing? There are signs up that they're consolidating precincts for voting in Prospect Park,
okay,
Ridley Park, and Chester. I don't exactly know what that means.
Oh,
but
so
it just is concerning. They're consolidating precincts, and the hearing for that to go through is August 14th at the media courthouse.
I'll
and
ask,
I'm just wondering if
yeah.
it's something we should be concerned about.
I'm glad you brought it to my attention, Lynn. We have Linda Kearns coming up at 2:30. I'll ask her about that. So consolidating these...
I also emailed a picture of the sign to James Kelly.
Right. Oh, Jim Kelly. Now we're going to get action here. Yes.
Yeah, no, actually, the Inquirer just did an article on this as well. So I'll, it just came out, so I'll print it out and get it to you in a second.
Okay,
I emailed him a picture of this sign that had the all the information on it.
Well, Lynn, you know what? It made my day, because that's what we encourage in talk radio. We can't know everything. You're on the spot. You see it. Then we try to run it down, and Dan will give me the article. And I might ask Linda Kern to look into it. Kearns, if she's unaware of it, she's here at 2:30.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Linda, very much. I just saw this, that we're seeing that the red states are slashing tuition breaks for illegals. This has got to be, Jack Cetarelli brings this up more in the campaign. Why in the world do you get in-state tuition and all that type of stuff if you're here illegally? You should not. We've been through this. You can have an American kid wanting to go to college in Jersey, don't ask me why, from Pennsylvania. They're just over the border, just over the Walt Whitman, Ben Franklin, right? Why can they not do that? And yet somebody who's here illegally and in-state can. Thanks, Dan. Delco is considering consolidating voting precincts to save money. Here's what to know. Think of who's control in the progressive women out there. They say that voters in two Delaware County precincts just barely outnumbered the five poll watchers at site hired to usher them through the primary voting process. So why is Delaware County consolidating precincts? It has 428 voting precincts. That amounts to roughly one precinct for every 953 voters. Nearby Montgomery County has 426, equating to one precinct for every 1,445 voters. You know, I'm glad that people are, I mean, this could be an innocent thing, but given the people that are doing it, Delaware County progressives, something I'll ask Linda Kearns her opinion of, does this happen often? 2:30. So thank you, Lynn. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. And at 2 o'clock, really want to take you inside this decision. And will the Supreme Court take it up now? The young woman from Quakertown, forced to run against a male. She doesn't like it, doesn't congratulate him. All hell breaks loose, lawsuit. And his mom, the male, says, you're cruel if you oppose her son from running against girls. We're cruel in this. This is the tactic every time. They don't want to deal with the rationality of this. It's emotion. This poor kid, what's he going to do? And you know what the answer is? He ought to run against boys. It's pretty simple. Why should he be allowed to feel good about himself by beating up on girls? Comes back to this all the time. Leah Thomas was a mediocre swimmer. Against women, he was setting world records, or at least national records. 855-839-1210. Let's talk Dr. Benz for a moment. You know, I've told you for about 10 years now about my friend and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Benz. I'm thrilled to tell you great news that Dr. Benz now is expanding his services and availability. That's because a new prostodontist is joining the team in September. So if you're a patient, maybe you have complex dental issues, maybe you've been putting off the dentist for quite a while, or if you're a general dentist that could use some backup on complicated cases, Dr. Benz, we've told you about him. Just a reminder, he is the number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years, and I'm happy with the progress that I've made with him. Electric toothbrush, water pick, different kinds of treatment. Told you about the dental implant. You'll get that same road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Just call now and schedule that appointment at 610-272-6949. Get the initial evaluation. You check Dr. Benz out, you see what I'm talking about. 610-272-6949 or visit BenzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com. All right, Dr. Giordano's show. I meant that. Lynn's call. you know, clues us into stuff. We're constantly looking to see what's going on, particularly in our area. So thank you, Lynn. And when Linda Kearns is here, I'll ask her about that because, again, I may have seen it. I may not have. You know, we're on to, but we are hyper-focused on what happens around us, not just the national story. That's the bottom line. Or anything that's interesting. By the way, Dan, just texting back and forth, we have Besant on the show and the Besant person. Remember, I'm meeting him over at the Mint if you want to go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. After the we'll have to work on this.
You get some peppermint or?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That mint.
What kind?
His person says they love the idea of politics and pints.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So, I may have to tag in Dr. Oz, have the two of them. Cabinet type.
Well,
of thing.
With all the ladies passing out, you'd need them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, well, that's right. Right in the middle. And the guy's going, come on, Dom, you're going to have to cut it. I was up there 30 seconds and a woman passes out. You can't cut my time. God. Dr. Oz looked pretty good jumping over those stanchions, though. All right. Wall Street Journal indicates this. Dan, I need your help. Nicotine stocks are soaring.
Oh.
Beer sales, though, are plummeting.
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Young people don't go out and drink.
Okay.
They just go vape.
It's the vaping then.
And they don't drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't drink beer.
Yeah.
What are they drinking?
Seltzers.
Okay. Mixed drinks.
Yeah.
The end of civilization here. Well, I'm not a beer drinker either. I can't be critical of that. And Henry.
Yeah, these kids not drinking their red wine.
Why don't these kids want to drink $18 beers at the Eagles game?
Well, Henry thought in his mind he was economizing. He was drinking $14 beers last night.
Yeah.
Two of them, though, at the Eagles game.
Well, he also told me, though, afterwards he got $1 mixed drinks, so I feel like he counters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where was the mixed drink?
$1. Lucy's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what kind of place
is
that?
Expose you there? I'm sorry.
We'll have to do a remote from there. You're not getting $1 mixed drinks.
Where are you getting $1 mixed drinks anyway?
Yeah, I know. It's a steal.
It's a steal.
Yeah, okay, so you made up for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm surprised I'm upright today.
All right. Coming up.
Hey, question.
Yes.
I'm sorry to not bring it back to that. We were talking about the mint.
Yes.
Is cinnamon a mint?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll ask Scott Besant that. Yeah. Cinnamon is not a mint, I don't think.
But it like classifies often like minty flavors, right?
I think cinnamon ought to be on tables. I love it that much. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. I could put cinnamon on anything.
That's a weird turn.
Yes.
Like what? Definitely. Eggs? You could put cinnamon on eggs?
I could put cinnamon on most things, I think.
Maisie loves her cinnamon, too.
Yeah.
Every time she makes a coffee.
We went to a place the other night we thought was Italian and it was Albanian. I know there was no picture. There was a picture of Tito there.
Your breath must have smelled afterwards.
Well, they had half-price wine. See, Henry, I'm going to a place that was $11 a glass, but on Mondays it's $5.50. I might go for that.
Yeah.
You're drinking $14 beers. What's wrong with this?
Is there much difference between Italian and Albanian food? Isn't it like right next door to each other?
No. I think it must be the Albanian part that touches. It mentioned in my mind, they're big smokers.
They're across. They're just across the Ionian Sea from you.
Yeah, it was very close. It's Adriatic very close to Italian. And the women looked Italian, even though they're Albanian. It's very close. Very hard to tell.
I mean, they're like Greece, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. get on board. We're going to talk with the attorney for this young woman who was wronged and is making national news. Will they go to the Supreme Court? And Linda Kearns is going to Graceland, but first, we'll break down what the Trump administration is doing with her. How did she feel about that, Henry? Did she lead with that? Oh, I'm going to Graceland, Henry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, what's worse, that or Springsteen? No, that's not as bad as Springsteen. If Springsteen had a house and everybody's going there, that would be bad. 855-839-1210. Get you on board. Let's get a winner this week, $50 gift card. To Gallows, all in a big 2 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.